This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is with us this morning. We're going to be talking about Rutherford County. And I want to remind you about something new that we're doing here at WGNS on this show and a lot of the other programs too. We are doing something called podcast. And that means that these programs are also listed on our website and you can listen to them in their entirety. Anytime you wish, 3 o'clock in the morning, whenever. Just go to the website and you say, I need to hear Ernest Burgess this morning. It's 2:30. And you can hear him. Just go to the website.
That would put him right back to sleep, I believe.
I don't know. But I wanted to make everybody aware of that. You can check it at this program, The Truman Show, Rutherford Issues, the ball games, high school games, MTSU, the coaches' shows. They're all being podcast now. On our website, so it's sort of like on-demand radio, and it's free. Okay. Ernest, good to have you with us today.
Well, it's great to be here. Good morning.
Fall is in the air.
It really feels good.
Yeah.
Wonderful out there. It certainly is.
And, of course, the Murfreesboro Square is beautiful every season, but I think the courthouse is even more attractive around this time of the year. It's sort of the transition period.
It's always very, very nice up there in the working relationship we have with the city department, they really keep everything looking really good on the square, and we really appreciate that.
People need to come and check out our historic courthouse. That's one thing we are so proud of here. One of the very few courthouses of its type, one of the, I think, only six pre-Civil War buildings in the whole state of Tennessee, and we have one of them.
Yeah, one of the very nicest, no question about it.
And, of course, the town square full of history and the new historical markers make it even more informative.
Yeah, we've done a good job over many, many years. A lot of people have worked on trying to, keep in place the heritage that we've had for so many years and make it live forever.
I know one thing that you and the other county officials do, and that's to open the doors at our historic courthouse, especially to groups. And you have youngsters from classes on a regular basis coming by and seeing how county government works. That has to be a satisfying feeling to talk with them.
And these young people really have quite a knowledge about what is happening. They're really interested in learning. So, yes, school is starting again, and that process will start again. And we do this from second and third and fourth graders all the way. We have college classes already scheduled as well to come and visit with us.
I would imagine if you started talking to some of the people who are in elected positions now, they may have been one of those who went through that period where they went up with their class and saw what was going on and said, I think I want to do that.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I think we're trying to encourage everybody to participate in the process. Really, it's very, very important.
Our phone number is 893-1450. If you have any questions dealing with Rutherford County, give us a call. If you have a question or a suggestion, maybe something that you have noticed that you feel needs improving, something that's creating a concern for you, call us. I mean, you can't get any higher than our county mayor. 893-1450 is the number. He is here, pen in hand, and ready to help you this morning. What are some of the issues that are facing? I know the issue of money coming in is still a concern. But is that getting better? Are you seeing some relief as far as revenue?
Well, our revenue is stable, let's say that. And certainly, yes, we're very pleased with the sales tax collections. They continue to be up this year compared to last year, so that's very encouraging. And, yes, we just got a report that our unemployment rate has dropped to 8.5%, which is, again, very encouraging. So it's making some slight improvements. and yet we know we're going to take a bit of time for us to really work through all of this, and so we're going to have several years maybe of really more or less flat revenues, so we're not going to be able to have any really extra monies. We're just going to have to be very, very prudent with what we do have.
I noticed a report from the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce and Destination Rutherford and how they are working with the government, the local government, to create some jobs to attract certain businesses in. And they're saying that over the next several years, they're going to attract enough businesses where we're probably going to have the lowest unemployment rate in the entire United States. Now, that's a pretty bold and aggressive statement.
Well, it is, but we must be taking a very, very proactive approach because we must do something to generate more jobs for our people. It's critical. It's critical to the structure of our families and our communities, and we're all working diligently together, all of the municipalities and the chamber, to really do all that we can to attract jobs for our citizens here.
And we are seeing that happening not only with groups like NHK, Nissan, of course, which is creating a lot of excitement with the electric vehicle, mm-hmm. and on and on and on. But along with that is Middle Tennessee State University, who are celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. They're training those people. And I keep remembering something that Andy Wallach said when he was our state senator. And he said, we need to realize that the majority of people who go to a university, whether it's the one here or somewhere else, the majority of those people, if there's a job for them, they would prefer to stay right there when they graduate. And that's what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. We want to do that. MTSU is a very, very stable higher education institution. Their enrollment continues to increase, and the number of people they're employing in our workforce is just really remarkable. We also have Motlow, who has a presence in Smyrna, which the number of students they have there is almost as much as their campus, which is their main campus in Lynchburg. We also have Tennessee Technology Center here. We're well equipped with good education opportunities for all levels of our people that would like to gain and learn and be able to position themselves for the jobs that are coming in the future. We're in one of the best positions of any county around.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you this morning?
Just fine. You?
Good. Doing fine.
I spoke to you a while back about this fire hydrant, and you said you'd have to check and see if the lines was big enough for it to them to carry it, about putting a fire hydrant in.
Now, help us remember a little bit more. Where are you talking about? What area?
It's Sunnyside Subdivision.
Sunnyside, okay.
It's an older subdivision, and it doesn't have any fire hydrants in it. And some of these places is over 1,000 feet or further from a fire hydrant. And I checked with it myself, and they told me that where I live at, I could put one in right back here. It wouldn't be no problem, but it would cost me $3,000 to do that. And I just was wondering why the county don't put fire hydrants in, because, I mean, the county, we pay our taxes and stuff, and if we're going to have a fire department, we need to have fire hydrants. So, anyway, there's a bunch of people that lives out here in these subdivisions. I hear some of these subdivisions that doesn't have the fire hydrants. And, yes, they can be put in, but they cost like $3,000 for an individual to put one in. And one other question is I don't know if he was – I know the city council, I believe, and the vice mayor and the mayor and all that. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that was the one that voted in for the red light cameras and stuff. I think it's right.
Well, now, this is a county we're talking about, though.
Oh, well, okay. I was just wondering, I didn't know if he had – I don't think he had anything to do with that. But I was just wondering, when will the city council members be back on, do you know?
They will be back on in about 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I sure appreciate it. I just wondered about that fire hydrant there.
Okay. What about the fire hydrant?
Okay. Well, yes, he's discussing a problem that is real for any number of people in our subdivisions that were developed some years ago before the fire hydrants were required. And I'm assuming that he's on Consolidated Utility District Water, and typically that's their service in their service area. The county itself is not in the business of providing water, but yes, we do provide fire protection, and yes, fire hydrants make the job even much more possible that they can be successful. So I know in one, in particular, one subdivision, the neighborhood decided they wanted a fire hydrant, and that happened after they'd had a substantial fire. 30 or 40 of those neighbors decided they would put the fire hydrant in, and they did, and they paid for it, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 at $100 a piece instead of $3,000 or $4,000 for the one person. I'll check on the Sunnyside subdivision, and if I was supposed to do that, I'll say now that I don't remember and I did not do that, but I'll talk to Consolidated Utility District and see what we can possibly do about that.
I guess really too, it depends on how close those houses are as to whether one fire hydrant would work or do you need several.
Well, true, always. That's the case in any development area.
Our phone number is 893-1450. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Bart?
Doing great, thank you.
Okay, I have a question for the mayor. I live out on Veals Road, out in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Veals and Double Spring. And they came out a few months ago and put in water lines across the road, four or five spots that's just really rough when you passing on both roads.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if they can fix that.
Okay, so someone put in some new water lines and they crossed the road in that process is what you're saying, and they didn't leave the road in the same condition they found it. We can follow up on that, and I'll get our highway department and our to determine who actually did that work and see if we can have them do some further remediation to improve that.
Well, I would appreciate it because it's really on Double Spring and Veals, but I'm on Veals more than I am on Double Spring, but I live out this way, and I would appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. 893-1450, you see how easy it is? You're talking to the top.
Well, we still have to get results, though, Bart.
That's right. But I have a feeling when you call, they listen a little more closely. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is with us this morning, and we're talking about issues that are concerning you dealing with Rutherford County. And I underline that we're not able to help you on issues that are within the different municipalities of the county, strictly in the rural areas of the county outside the municipalities. 893-1450 is the number. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WG. Hey. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know this is a question about the city, but I want to ask it because maybe somebody listening can answer it. The Sears by the Stones River Mall, that Sears store, when you come out from that end of the mall, there's a red light there.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you should be able to go over to Gold's Gym or Northern Tool, that little side road. And you can't. And to me, it's a waste of taxpayers' money not to be able to utilize that road and that red light, that intersection. And I don't know who has authority over that or not, but I think that needs to be looked at to take some of the congestion off of the road, like where you would turn into Lowe's or come out of Hobby Lobby. And then the other thing I've called in before about is if the county or the city could think about putting in an ice skating rink so that these kids could get involved in ice skating projects or you know, just be able to take them ice skating. I don't think there's one around the area anywhere. So I'm going to hang up and listen to you.
All right. Thank you for calling. You have a great day. What about the ice skating rink?
Well, we would encourage private developers to do that. I mean, I think there's been some limited discussion about that over the years, but mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything recently. It's not something that I don't think government would be well prepared or well equipped to do. So I think what we would need to do, the city or the county, or any of our cities in our county, would be to encourage in a very thoughtful way anyone that wishes to do that. I'm sure there's plenty of opportunity for good locations and maybe even some existing buildings that might could be converted to that particular need, I don't know. But I think we would just be the encourager and the facilitator to make something like that happen if we had a private group that would like to do that.
And, of course, we do have skating over on West College Street. Family business over there has been our kids grew up going over there.
And I'm pretty sure they have a nice skate center in Smyrna. So
probably,
they
yeah.
do have those opportunities, mm-hmm. but not ice skating, I don't believe.
Now, on the issue dealing with the road over there coming out of Stones River Mall going on to the Old Fort Parkway, I don't think we can say that's a state issue because that's a state road because there is a traffic light there. It's just a matter, would that be the developer, whoever owns that property where Gold's Gym and Hobby Lobby are located?
Well, I mean, she's talking about extending that road that now dead ends there at Old Fort, going on across
right.
and having access
just
to that.
Just going through a ditch is all it is, maybe 20 feet.
And having an access to the access road that's over there.
Yeah, she may have hit on something, too.
Yeah.
I had never thought of that. But it has constantly been a problem with people trying to turn right there at Red Lobster on Bridge Avenue into Hobby Lobby. Creates problems, and that might alleviate the problem.
I think if she, when you have the city own, either Mr. Dana Richardson or Mr. Chris Griffith, they're the ones that would mm-hmm. be better equipped to know how that process might take place. I don't know if all of that road is in the state right away. Or if it's privately owned, it's likely that that's not a developer's property there. It's likely that that's going to be found already be within the right-of-way, so it'd have to be some sort of cooperative arrangement with the state, likely.
Very good. 8-9, and that was a great idea. Thank you, ma'am. And that is how problems are solved. People see things, and they have ideas and share them. So we thank you for calling in on that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Okay, you doing all right?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I don't know what's going on, but it don't make no difference to me, but I just wanted to find out what was going on. You know that little creek down there at that's on the Kingwood? You know where Kingwood's at?
Sure do.
Well, you know where that them bushes are right there on that side where it goes to that creek?
Oh, yeah. I saw some guy out there cutting them yesterday.
What's going on there?
I don't know. It looked like
Does
a
he
private,
have any idea?
Looked like a private truck over there, and the guy was looked like he was getting his winter lumber wood.
Looked like it.
Are we on Kingwood?
Well, actually, I think we're on Sulphur Spring.
Yes,
sir.
Sulphur Spring. Excuse
yes, sir.
Me. I haven't been there out that direction, so I don't know when I haven't seen that. Sulphur Springs Road is where you're talking about.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Just right as it drops off of Kingwood, and there's a creek, and along the creek are a lot of trees.
Yes, sir.
And there was a guy yesterday over there with his pickup truck. I thought somebody had driven off the road. Then as I got closer, I could see he was cutting wood. So maybe it's a free wood over there. I don't know.
Hey, maybe they're trying to fix it where the water would properly flow there. I don't know.
I don't. Maybe somebody listening will know.
I didn't know what they're going to try to widen that road or not. I didn't know. I mean, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Well, I haven't heard anything about a road improvement right in there, but
yes, sir.
We'll look into that, but I don't have any knowledge.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest this morning. We'll continue to take more calls, more of your questions in just a moment. Right now, we'll pause and check on the latest weather and traffic, and we'll be right back.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
My name is Frank Bowie. I work at Ford of Murfreesboro. I work in the service department. Been working on Fords for 26 years.
Hi, this is David Lee, general manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now.
Hi, I'm Jim Matthews with Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been in this organization for almost 20 years now.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We're seeing very heavy rush hour volume along Interstate 24 as you're headed through Smyrna into Davidson County. So be careful out there on this Wednesday morning commute. Also dealing with very heavy traffic at all of your points of access to the interstate. Backed up the interchange of Memorial Boulevard and Broad Street. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant's been voted the best Mexican restaurant by the Tennessean and the Nashville scene. Also voted cleanest with the best service. Have dinner tonight. Go online, LasPalmasMXRest.com. I'm Charlie Sarnia at WGNS Traffic.
Thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We'll have plenty of sunshine across the forecast area for today. A high temperature near 93 and a calm wind becoming south between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Faluber.
Right now, it's 75.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Rutherford County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest this morning, 893-1450, the number to call. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Bart. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I got a question for the county. I live in the Flores community, specifically at Scenic Drive, No National Highway, the Kia Estates subdivision. I got a question from Mayor Burgess. I have recently talked with Mr. Williams. He said it's already budgeted, and I want to know where the watershed program is at this point, and I'll just hang up and listen.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
I'm not really quite sure what he's indicating with respect to the watershed program. I know out in some of that area there's been some difficulty with some drainage, but...
Let me see if he's still there. What in particular are you referring to? What in particular with the watershed program are you referring to? Okay, I'm not sure.
Well, we're not either, but it may be in that particular area, and we have still several areas across the county that in the major floods that we had last May, that we had some real difficulties. We're still trying to work through a number of those issues, and between the highway department and what we call our public works department, this is taking us a long time, longer than we'd like for it to take, and I'm sure longer than the citizens would like for it to take. So I don't know in particular, but I will I'll follow up with our public works and Mr. Williams to see what might be happening in the neighborhood of Kia Estates and Scenic Drive to see what they're doing there. But I know the list is fairly long, and we're not making as much progress as we'd like. We have made substantial progress in a number of locations in improving, enlarging the size of the ducts, the culverts that go under the roads, et cetera, and we've been cleaning out drainage ditches in those areas down at 1 Mile Lane. We've spent a lot of time down there. So we're working slowly around all of these areas, and if that's what he's referring to, nobody's dropped off the list. We just hadn't made it through the list yet, and we'll just have to keep working on that as diligently as we possibly can.
Let's look at redistricting. I know that is a big job right now. Tell us how progress is going on that, and what is your goal time-wise? I know you're under some constraints there.
Well, the goal time-wise, we'll start with that, is that we're supposed to have all of this completed and recommended and approved by the Board of Commissioners by January the 1st of 2012. And we have a special committee that's working on that. They're meeting every week. They've already met, I think, two or three times, and they're doing a good job. They're making some decisions, and this is going to be a very, very important process for all of our citizens. But the basic fundamental thing is they have to divide our county up into districts that contain within plus or minus 5% the same number of people that live there, so that we have an equal division of those districts that our commissioners represent. So they're challenged with that, and they have all the tools in place to do that, and they're moving forward. And this is fairly substantially difficult for our county, in that we have grown from 180,000 plus to 262,000. So we've had almost a 45% growth, which has redistributed the population, you might say, which means we're having to make some fairly substantial changes to some of the district boundaries so that we'll have the balanced population within each of those districts.
When was the last time that we did the redistricting?
10 years ago. Every 10 years, when you have the census, you have to revisit this to see what has happened with the population location, so that you can then go back and be sure that you've got a balanced distribution of the population that's being represented in each of those districts.
And, of course, I'm sure there were some districts that had dramatic growth and some who didn't have. And now it's a big headache for everybody trying to get it all together.
That's right. We're supposed to have plus or minus 5% of 12,500 people in each of the, if we stay with 21 districts. And we've had some districts that are 35% more than that now, and some that are 35% less than that. So you can see we have a large range of disparity that will have to be equalized.
You know, it almost looks as if a computer program could figure that one out probably better than people. Because the size, the geographic size of a district doesn't matter, does it? It's just the number of people.
That's right. Yes, we're using software tools that will do this computation, and it's just simply a matter of one telling it how you want the system to perform, but you can give it general parameters, and it is creating and has already created any number of alternatives for our group to look at, and they're continuing to work through that, and they'll continue to make those adjustments to determine exactly how many districts they have and exactly where they're going to make those boundaries be drawn.
Is that making concern? I mean, is this a pretty political issue?
Well, the only thing really might be considered political in some respects is if you change the boundaries enough, then you might draw boundaries that would not continue to have the person that's now sitting in that district living there. So that would be the implication potentially for something like that. Or if you change the number of districts, then there would be the possibility and likelihood that some of the commissioners that are sitting in position would have to run against another sitting commissioner or another. So those are some political issues, but otherwise I don't think it's going to be too political. I think it's just really, really important that we be fair and equitable and do our very best to draw some compact districts that don't have any particular need to finger out and pull in certain people into that district. Just let the system and the software actually do a statistical kind of process that's fair and equitable.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you?
Looks like to me you guys just won't get it, will you?
Okay, we're
talking about growth again, ain't we?
Right.
Okay, I know we don't have no problem in Murfreesboro, do we?
Problem with growth?
We've been growing for the last 30 years, right?
At least.
Well, why isn't it working? You know what our biggest problem is?
Well, how do you stop? If you don't want the growth, what do you do? You
don't
build a wall?
All cities don't grow the same, do they?
No, some have more attractions than others.
But they don't sit around. Look, we keep going through the same changes, Bart. You know, this is something you and I have always disagreed on. Because if growth works, then why is California broke? San Francisco, L.A., just to name a few places. You understand what I'm saying?
They don't have good leadership out there.
Well, let me tell you about leadership. You know what?
What's
you
that?
Know, it's funny you mentioned leadership. Because
okay.
Guess who leads this country? It's politicians. So maybe we don't have good politicians.
Well, that's
talk
true.
About somebody. Talk to me, sir. Maybe we need to change the whole system of government since it seems to be just keeping us in trouble year in and year out.
Well,
hey,
what,
man, talk to me.
Well, here's what we need to do. Instead of getting 12 to 15 to 20% people to vote and select their leaders, let's get 60 or 70, 80% of our people out there to vote, and maybe they'll make better choices.
I wonder why they don't vote.
I just don't know. It's apathy.
Let me give it to you.
I think they have grown up and they have not had parents encouraging them to grow.
Y'all don't want the truth.
We're listening.
What you have to do in order to get support, you need to be a leader.
All right.
You understand what I'm saying? People are sick and tired of what's going on in leadership in this country. Do y'all not know this?
Well, yes, sir. I amen that.
All right. I'm just listening. I just thought I'd throw my part in this case. It's long. Have a good day, gentlemen.
When are you going to run? Casey, when are you going to run?
The what?
When are you going to run?
No.
You
know why I can't run? You know, they said Jimmy Carter was one of the worst presidents we had.
I thought you were going to run on the Jimi Hendrix ticket.
Hey, no. They play rock and roll. That's bad music. Like all the church to be bad. Education.
Oh, man.
Have a good one, y'all.
Stay out of trouble, Casey.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think when you talk about growth, you know, you can. Some people think it's good, some people think it's bad. But here, we live in a county that's blessed with good location, blessed with good higher education institution, a good school system, K-12, and it's just a great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that attracts people.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that does reflect on many, many years of people that have been leaders in our county, in our cities, within our county, that have put in place a quality of life that people appreciate. So I think we can give some credit to all of those people that have come before us for many, many years that have made this a wonderful place to live, to offer jobs and quality of life for our families to grow up and live in.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank you.
I'm not sure this is a question for the mayor or not, but out on the Barfield Crescent Road there, at the entrance to the Barfield Crescent Park,
mm-hmm.
Unless you're real familiar with it, local around there, it's hard to find. And it seems to me like they could put a caution light right there at the entrance that would help identify the entrance to Barfield Crescent Park. That would really help out the people going to the ball game, coming back out, leaving out of the park. Traffic's pretty swift out through there sometimes.
Yeah, that's right past the school there. Maybe we can ask the city again when they appear here to give that some consideration as well. That's possibly a very good idea.
Yeah, very good. And it's going to get even swifter, by the way, because if you go a little farther out Barfield into the county past the park, you're going to run across that new Veterans Parkway. And I was out there the other night. That is big. I mean, that's a big project.
Yeah, Veterans Parkway is going to come all the way around there and intersect with 231. So they're making great progress there. And I don't know when they improve that and bring that forward. There may be some enhancements to the road itself and maybe even to the signals that are there. That might be a very good question for our Murfreesboro City Engineering Department.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Top of the morning to you, Mr. Bart.
Top of the morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. I had a question out on Thompson Road, Pinnacle Hills, the retention pond. Checked with the county engineer, and they said he told me that the specs out there call for 1 18-inch tile off of the retention pond. They put in 3, and then the inspector come along and approved it, and it wasn't according to the specs on it. Is there anything that can be done at this point to rectify the problem of them allowing 3 18-inch tiles feeding 1, or is that something that since the inspector looked at it and approved it, it's a done deal?
I don't know. You've had a more recent conversation with them than I have. I I think you're exactly right in your description of what happened. I think that's what they told me happened. I don't know if that's not supposed to be there. I don't know why one couldn't take out or make unusable part of those ducts, the culverts there that are not required. So I don't know the answer to your question. There's not necessarily a reason why we couldn't do something, but I'll talk to our engineering and our highway department and our public works and see what they have determined. But I don't have the most current information. I'll just tell you that honestly.
Oh, all right, sir. I was just concerned because since the inspector, you know, didn't pay any attention to the specs and he went ahead and approved it the way they put it in, that's what concerned me. It seems like, you know, he's at fault and, you know, and the county too for allowing it based on what the specs call for originally.
Okay. Yeah, I follow what you're saying. There's very much a likelihood that we need to take some remedial action there.
Well, I sure hope you put that on your agenda for some time in the near future, sir. It's needed, you know, to take care of that if we could possibly do that. I'm not sure the taxpayers ought to foot the bill for that, but I guess since the inspector looked at it and didn't know what he was doing or couldn't read the specs, I'm not sure what happened to him.
Well,
you know, when it calls for one 18-inch tile and he's got three there and don't know the difference, it that concerns me.
Well, we'll follow up on that and I will review that. I am familiar with the situation and I think you're correct in your assessment.
I sure appreciate it, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450, solving problems. That's what it's all about. That's what the county mayor does every day. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
I live on Low Road off of the Bradyville Pike.
Mm-hmm.
We have little kids catching a bus, and there's no sign out here that says bus, you know. And I was wondering about that. Could we get one?
All righty.
We will see what we can do about that. I mean, maybe our highway department can do that, but does it need to be placed on Low Road or on Bradyville Pike?
No, Low Road.
Low Road.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Because the house is kind of on a hill, and the kids are 4 and 5 years old.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, Low Road would certainly be a county road. We'll talk to our county highway department people.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. You have a good day. Bye-bye. That's how it's done. Just give us a call, 893-1450. We're going to check on the latest weather, and we'll be back and take more of your calls. Talking about Rutherford County, that's what's happening today, 893-1450. 893-1450 is the number. There's one line open for you, 893-1450. In fact, it has your name on it. There it is, yeah. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
I've become part of the past. I'm becoming part that don't last. I'm losing you and it's never.
Get your good neighbor events to us in writing 2 weeks before they occur. We'll put them on the radio and the internet. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire, inviting you to come to our annual Labor Day tire blowout sale. All tires sold at cost, Friday, September 2nd, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, September 3rd, 7 a.m. to noon. Free food, free alignment checks both days, buy now and install later. Buy any 4 Michelin tires and receive a $70 MasterCard rebate.
Hi, this is Joe at Southeastern Tire. We employ ASC-certified technicians. We are a full-service auto repair facility. We are located between Kmart and Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
Without the caregivers, there would be no way I could have survived this alone. I had gotten to the point where nothing made any difference.
Stay independent at home.
Being old is not a punishment. It's a very significant phase of life.
Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions.
Check out all the options you have before you make a decision.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Weather Eye.
Well, plenty of sunshine across the forecast area for today. A high temperature near 93 and a calm wind becoming south between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now, it's 75.
Friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS AM/FM.
Welcome back. Enjoying visiting with you this morning. 893-1450 is our number. And our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is with us today. We're talking about Rutherford County. Great place to live. Fantastic place to raise a family. And I think that's probably why you're seeing a 45% increase in population. It's sort of hard to keep a secret down. And great opportunities here, too. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. 893-1450. And we see the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office getting ready for the 9/11 commemoration. We are really fortunate in that we've been able to secure an I-beam from the Twin Towers, and those are very difficult to get. We have a very large one, and that is going to be put into a permanent monument setting on September the 11th, Sunday, September the 11th, at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. I know you're proud of that.
Absolutely, but we're really proud of the recognition that we continue to try to give to those people that gave themselves for us and in that particular very difficult and devastating event. So it's really important that we don't forget all the people that serve us now and have served us and will continue to serve us that are in public safety. It's extremely important to the quality, again, I guess you could say, of our life in our county and everywhere. So we're proud of what they're doing there, and we are encouraging everyone to help do their small part toward helping with the construction of that little memorial system and area there, in that the sheriff is offering to sell bricks with your name engraved on it, and that's one of the ways they're going to help pay for this project. So I want to encourage everybody to get in touch with the sheriff's office and support them and make this a reality and really help put in place something that will last for years and generations to come.
You know, that's one of the things, our hats off to all of the folks who are involved in that. This is not taxpayer money that's putting this together. It's you buying a brick. Say, I want to be a part of that. And so families are doing it, schools, church groups, businesses, civic organizations are buying these bricks. And as you buy them, that covers the cost of putting up this I-beam. And it has a pillar holding it up at an angle, and each pillar represents one of the emergency responding groups. The tallest pillar is the fire department, because they unfortunately lost the most persons during that tragedy. Then the police, and then the paramedics, the emergency responders, all very much a part of that special day, making it as good as it could be. I mean, it's a bad situation, but they are trained, and our hats off to them, too, and especially the local persons involved. 893-1450 is our number. We're talking about Rutherford County. Our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is with us. Any progress yet on the old health department location, that land that is somewhere along the way going to be a possibly a judicial building?
Oh, well, we're continuing to work through that, Bart, and quite honestly, with the situation with respect to our economy, we're, like many governments, we're just sort of having to pace ourselves and be a little bit more patient with respect to our ability to do that, because we're going to have to do some things when we actually have the ability to pay for them properly. We don't need to put any more burden on our citizens. So we're going to have to wait a bit longer on that.
And that, you know, we were having people calling in and asking about leadership and things of that sort. That is responsible leadership, what you're hearing right here. If you don't have the money, don't go in debt. Because you could easily, I would imagine, get some type of a loan to cover the expense of this.
But when you do that, just as an individual or as a business or a government, you have to pay it back. And you have to pay it back timely and appropriately. So the only way we can pay back is to generate more dollars. And typically the only place we have to generate more dollars from is from our citizens. And we don't think they need any more tax burden on them right now.
We have about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left in the program. Are there any issues that are on the horizon, any challenges on the horizon that you see that perhaps might be concerning you at this point?
Well, the economy is creating challenges for our citizens and our families, and that reminds me that I think just a few days ago, the United Way announced its goal for this coming year of $3 million. So I think it's important, in view of the fact that we have people that have substantial needs in many, many different areas, that all of us, privately and individually and within our businesses and organizations and our governments, do everything that we can to support that effort so that we can really make those things that are available that many, many people are depending on right now. I think about one out of every three people in our county in some way is touched by those things that are happening through those organizations that are supported by the United Way.
So you can help by giving to United Way. And on that note, we want to say thank you to our County Mayor Ernest Burgess for joining us today. And as we get a little bit closer, the Rutherford's Got Talent is coming up again. And maybe we could encourage our county mayor to be in it again. You were really good there last year.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks again. You have a super rest of the day. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking lawns and gardens. Mitchell Moat's going to be with us. You have a super rest of the day. I'll see you tomorrow morning.